I think a lot about why we're losing so badly. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I think one of the reasons is that I'm not sure that a lot of us as environmentalists or as human beings are really clear on what we want. You know, do we want smaller clear cuts, kinder clear cuts, gentler clear cuts? Do you want the Canucks to win the Stanley Cup and it'd be nice if we still have a world? You know, what do we want? I'm really clear on what I want. I want to live in a world that has more wild salmon every year than the year before. And I want to live in a world that has more migratory songbirds every year than the year before. I want to live in a world with wild polar bears. I want to live in a world with wild apes. I want to live in a world where there isn't dioxin in every mother's breast milk. And I'll do whatever it takes to get there. I think there's another reason that we lose so often, and that's there's this great book written by Robert J. Lifton called The Nazi Doctors. And in that book, he asks the question, how was it that these people who had taken a Hippocratic oath could go and work in a death camp, in the Nazi death camps or concentration camps? And what he found is that most of the doctors who worked there actually cared about the inmates, and they did everything within their power to help the inmates. They would give them, if they got sick, they would give them an aspirin to lick, or they would hide them from the selection officers who were taking them to be gassed, or they would put them to bed for a day or two. They would do everything they could to help the inmates, except for the most important thing of all, which is they wouldn't question the existence of the death camp itself. They wouldn't question working them to death. They wouldn't question gassing them to death. They wouldn't question starving them to death. They wouldn't question the mindset that led to it in the first place. And I think that I see that a lot. I see so many environmentalists, and I include myself, absolutely include myself, that, you know, we're doing everything we can to save this or that scrap of ground, and that's desperately important work. But what I don't see us doing so often is questioning the larger death camp culture. And that's not good enough for me. It's not good enough for me that lynx and bobcat and grizzly bears and salmon live out a few more generations before they're ultimately exterminated. That's not good enough.